弟兄姐妹们，朋友们平安。
Peace everyone。
新年一开始，我们在主日讲台上的信息啊，一直围绕一个主题，就是福星。
At the beginning of this year, the messages of the Sunday sermons were all around the one theme, that is revive.
是我们福星的一个重要的起点，就是诗篇的第一篇第二节说。唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
We started to revive when we start to meditate the law of the Lord day by day, as said in Psalm chapter 1 verse 2.
前面有两次，我们来看到主耶稣告诉我们怎么样想，到底想什么。
In the past two sermons, the Lord Jesus told us how to think and what to think.
主耶稣 要我们想乌鸦，不是啊，要我们学乌鸦不忙不做事情，乃是要我们呢先求神的国和神的义。
When Jesus wants us to think of the ravens, he's not asking us not to do anything, but he's asking us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness first.
主耶稣要我们，当我们在看到弟兄眼中有刺的时候啊，要想自己眼中有梁木。并且呢，要把自己眼中的梁木去掉。
Jesus wants us to notice the plank in our own eye when we see the speck of sawdust in our brother's eye, and he wants us to take the plank out of our eye.
今天我们要简要的来看看保罗啊，要叫我们怎么想。
Today we are going to briefly discuss what Apostle Paul has taught us how to think.
首先我们看看使徒保罗他告诉我们这个信心与想之间的关系。
Firstly, Paul told us the relationship between faith and the consider.
在罗马书的第四章十七到二十一节是这样说。
Romans chapter 4, verses 17 to 21.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, and he is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，莎拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，并满心相信神所应许的必能成就。
Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
我们常常听人说，哎，某某的弟兄啊，他的信心呢很大，或者说我自己的信心就没那么大，或者说神没有给我信心的这样的恩赐。
We often hear someone mention that one of the brothers is very faithful, but I don't have that big faith, or God didn't give me the gift of faith.
请问信心的来源是哪里
？So where does faith come from?
信心是可以培养的吗
？Can we develop faith?
罗马书这段经文给我们了一些内幕的消息，就是这位被称为信心的祖先、信心之父的亚伯拉罕啊，他到底是怎么一回事
？The scriptures we just read in Romans tell us how Abraham became the father of faith.
是他天赋异禀呢，还是说我们可以和他一样？
Was it because he was a gifted man? Can we be like him?
让我们来诚诚实实地问几个简单的问题。
Let's ask ourselves some simple questions.
他将近百岁的时候，有没有想到自己的身体如同已死？显然是有的。
When Abraham was almost 100 years old, did he realize that his body was as good as dead? Yes.
他又没有想到撒那的生育已经断绝？是有的。
Did he realize that Sarah's womb was also dead? Yes.
那么常人所遇到的一切的顾虑，他有没有？显然也有。
Did he have the worries that ordinary people would have? Yes, he had them all.
既然是这样，为什么他有信心，你和我却没有信心呢？
So why did he have faith, but we don't?
是因为他有恩赐，是因为他会祷告，还是可能啊，都不是这样的答案。
Is it because of the gift he has? Is it because of the prayers? Probably neither of them.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活，是无变为有的神。那这句话到底是什么意思呢？
God in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. What does this verse mean?
首先是他的信心，这个信心是特别的大吗？恐怕不见得吧。
Is it really a big faith? Not really, right?
好，我们在座的基督徒啊，凡是相信神能够叫死人复活的，请举手。
So let me ask, please raise your hand if you believe in God gives life to the dead.
我再问一遍，谁相信神能够死人复活的举手。
Raise your hand if you believe in God gave life to the dead.
好，请放下。
Thank you.
再麻烦大家，凡相信神能够使无变成有的，请举手。
Let me ask again, raise your hand if you believe in God causing to be things that were not.
好。我相信大部分的基督徒啊，都有亚伯拉罕有的这个信心。
I think most of us has the same faith as Abraham had.
真是太好了。
That's great.
既然我们的顾虑他有，那么他有的信心我们也有，那为什么我们比不上他呢？
Now that we had the same worries as Now that he had the same worries as we have, and we have the same faith as he had, why none of us is as good as him?
好，请允许我用一个简单的比喻来说明其中的缘由。
Let me explain this to you in a metaphor.
你如果拿两张钞票给你的孩子
，If you give two bills to your kid,
一张是$100，一张是$20。
One is $100 and the other is $20.
这个钱全给他了，他可以想买什么就买什么，但是呢，每一次只能拿一张钞票出来。
So he can use the bills for anything, but every time he can only use one bill to purchase things.
现在呢，有一个东西啊，它的标价是$50，你说他会用哪一张钞票？
So in order to purchase a $50 item, which bill will he use?
如果你的孩子不是太笨的话，他一定能够用100的那一张，对不对？
If your kid is clever enough, he will definitely use the $100 bill.
因为这是他用了大的信心吗？
Do you think that is it because he has a big faith?
实际上还不如说他用了正确的思想。
He just made the right decision.
我们虽然和亚伯拉罕一样啊，所信的是那叫死人复活，是无变为有的神，却没有把这个信心当成我们思想、衡量和打算的根基。
Like Abraham, we all believe in God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not, but we don't regard it as the foundation of our thoughts, measurements, and plans.
相反的了，我们仍然以想到自己的身体如同已死，撒那的生育啊已经断绝为我们思想、我们衡量和打算的根基。
On the contrary, our foundation is built on his body was as good as dead, and Sarah's womb was also dead.
同时，我们还欺哄自己说：“我没有信心，我没有恩赐。”
And we deceive ourselves that we have no gift and we have no faith.
其实那$100的钞票啊，已经拿在手中，只是呢。的确只想到自己只有一张$20的钞票。
In fact, the $100 bill has already in your hand, but you consider it as a $20 bill.
你说神怎么样才能够复兴你呢？
How can God revive us?
我们要学习亚伯拉罕，在想到自己软弱的时候，仰望神的应许，心里不起疑惑，要相信神所成就的必然做成，因此呢，信心得坚固，就能够把荣耀归给神。
We must learn from Abraham. Whenever we are weak, look upon the promise of God and never waver. Fully believe in that God has the power to do what he had promised, so that we will be strengthened in his faith and give glory to God.
那第二处我们要看的经文是使徒保罗告诉我们怎样面对今生。
In the second part of the scriptures, Paul told us how to face this life.
在罗马书的第八章十四节开始，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，我们与基督同作后嗣，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
Romans chapter 8 verses 14 to 18 For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God, and the Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
虽然这里的想啊，是在最后一节，我想现在的苦楚比将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了这一阶段当中，但是这一整段呢，都是保罗的思想的过程。
The whole paragraph was the thinking process of Paul, even though he only mentioned the word consider in the last verse.
在十四、十五节，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
Verses 14 to 15, For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
首先我们要注意到，我们信主之后啊，我们叫亲爱的天父的时候啊，特别的顺口。但是想想我们当初还没有信主的时候，要我们叫天上的神为父的话，好像有一点点肉麻的感觉。
So after we became believers, it became very natural to call God dear heavenly Father, but it sounded very cheesy when we heard it as unbelievers.
那我们信了主以后，大家都一样叫，你说这是为什么？是不是我们应该想一想呢？
We might need to think why is it like that?
那从这里看到，我们信主之后啊，从神那里得了一个儿子的心，儿子的灵。这个灵啊，使你叫天父，越叫越亲，而不是其他的任何原因。
So from the scripture, we noticed that we received the spirit of sonship after became believers.And the Spirit makes it more and more natural for us to call God Heavenly Father.
所以说保罗接着说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Therefore, Paul continued, and the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
这个事情以前你如果想不清楚了，现在应该想通了啊。但是不要停在这里，我们看保罗怎么样继续的往下想。
You may don't understand your identity before, but you should be clear about it now. Let's not stop here, but continue to think.
八章十七节说，既是儿女便是后嗣， 就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
Now if we are children, even we are, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory.
除了我是神的儿女，还有谁呢？显然有许许多多与我一起同盟主耶稣基督的救恩得救的这些肢体，还包括我们的救主耶稣基督，都是神的儿女。这样一来的话，我们岂不是与主耶稣基督在神的父神的面前啊有一样的位分了吗？
Who else are the children of God besides me? The other bodies that were saved by grace, and especially our Lord Jesus, we are all children of God, and therefore, will we share this place with Jesus before Father?
没错，尤其是在旧约圣经里面啊，我们一再看到儿子承受父亲产业的这个应许啊，就像以撒承受亚伯拉罕的产业，雅各承受以撒的产业。所以说呢，我们将来呢是要与主耶稣一同承受天上产业的儿女。
There are many examples in the Old Testament talking about the promises of son inheriting the inheritance of his father. For example, Isaac and Abraham, and Jacob and Isaac. So in the future, we will share the heavenly inheritance with Jesus.
那这样下去的话，我们在世上的时候是不是就应该与主相同呢？那么保罗呢这样继续的往下想说，我们如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
If this is the case, we shall share with the Lord when we are in the world. Therefore, Paul continued to write, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
弟兄姐妹们，我们常常听传道人讲啊，坏事为什么会临到好人？基督为什么要受苦？其实最简单的答案呢，就在这里了。
Brothers and sisters, we often hear preachers explain why the bad things happen to the good people and why Christ suffered. The simplest answer has been written here.
我们同为儿女，就与主耶稣一同受苦。
As we are all the children of God, we share in Jesus' sufferings.
主耶稣在世上的日子如何，我们在世上的日子也如何。
Our days in the world will like what his days look like in the world.
我们今天和他一同受苦，将来也一定和他同得荣耀。
Today we share in his sufferings, and in the future we will share in his glory.
然后保罗这样想，现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Then Paul continued, "Our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us."
这就是在我们现在肉体心肠在衰残的时候，在我们受苦的时候，仍然有力量往前走的把握。
This is a power and a strength for us to live this life.
有这样见识的人，就是主所复兴的人。
Those who have this insight are the people who are revived by God.
好，剩下的时间我们回头来看一下大家前面读的这一段经文。
Let's look back to the scriptures we read at the beginning.
哥林多后书的五章十四节、十五节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主复活。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 to 15. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
现在让我来举一个例子。
Here is an example.
Okay.我们很多人都听说过牛顿的传说，他一天坐在苹果树下，有一个苹果掉下来打中他，他就想啊，为什么是往下掉不是往上掉？然后呢，他就悟出了万有引力定律， 此后呢，改变了科学与整个世界。
So we all heard about the story of Newton. And one day he was sitting under an apple tree when an apple fell down and hit him. Why did it fell down instead of fall down instead of going up? He thought. In the end, he came up with the law of universal gravitation, which changed the world.
但是把牛顿的这个传说改一改，我们这样说：有一天，他坐在苹果树下，有一个苹果掉下来打中他，他就想啊。为什么是往下掉而不是往上掉？然后他悟出了地心引力，但故事就停在这里了。你看有什么不同吗
？Now if we change the story a little bit, Newton was sitting under an apple tree when an apple fell and hit him. And why did it fall down instead of going up? He thought. Then he came up with gravity. The story stopped here. What's the difference?
他可以同样的想。想出同样的道理，但如果他没有把地心引力推广总结出万有引力这样的规律啊，来用在一门科学上，那么此后的世界会不会因牛顿而改变呢？当然不会。
So he can still think in the same way, come up with the same idea. However, if he didn't derive the law of universal gravitation from gravity, and he didn't apply it to science, he won't change the world.
牛顿是一个很伟大的被神所使用的人，但是呢，这里有一个比牛顿啊更为神所使用的人，叫做保罗。
Paul was more beloved by God than Newton.
他没有坐在苹果树下想啊，他是站在十字架下面想。
Paul didn't meditate under an apple tree, but under the cross.
他首先想啊，基督为什么死？他想啊，这就是想出来的话，就是爱的缘故。那么基督的爱呢，带出基督的死。那这个呢，以后我都想过。
Paul wondered why Christ died. He was convinced that Christ loved us, and his love led to his death. We all have thought about that.
然后他又想，这样的爱，这样的死啊，意义是什么？他想出来呢，叫做一个人替众人死。那这个呢，以后我都不来明白，因为基督一人啊，在神的面前做了挽回祭，就成了众人的救主。
Later, Paul started to think about the importance behind the love and the death. He was convinced that one died for all. It's not that difficult to understand. Christ made the atoning sacrifice for all before God and became the savior of all.
但是我们看见保罗又没有停在这里，他又往继续的往下想。他继续往下想的事情呢，我们多半都没有想过，而且纵然他写下来啊，我们还是不想。
Paul didn't stop thinking. Instead, he continued. Probably most of us have never thought like that, even though Paul clearly wrote them down. But we still don't want to think about it.
但这件事情太重要了，就如牛顿从他的地心引力啊推到万有引力一样。那他到底说了什么
？But this is so important. Just like how Newton derived the law of universal gravitation from gravity, what did Paul say?
那让我们一起来念这个红蛇的字。
Let's read together.
一人祭替众人死，众人就都死了。我们再念一遍啊。
Let's read again.
一人祭替众人死，众人就都死了。那什么是基督徒
？What is a Christian?
基督徒是一群已经死了的人。
Christian is a group of people who have already died.
一个明白主为我们死，所以说认定自己在世界上已经死了的人。
A group of people who know that Christ has died for them and they have died with him.
有些时候我们读圣经，有些地方我们真的是读不懂，我们不能够吞下去那些话，我们不能够明白，也不愿意接受其中的教训。那有很多时候啊，是因为我们没有把自己看成是一个已经死了的人。
Sometimes we can't fully understand the scriptures in the Bible, neither can we accept the teachings in the Bible. That's because most of the time we don't treat ourselves as dead people.
比如说，主耶稣在马太福音的5章39节这样说：“ 只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，把左脸也转过来给他打。
As taught in Matthew chapter 5, verse 39, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
让人打了右脸，又把左脸转过来由他打。这呢，让许多的基督徒很困惑，也让许多的传道人啊，向极力的解释却解释不清楚。
Many Christians are confused by this verse of scripture, and many preachers can't give a satisfactory answer for it.
因为呢是不清楚，基督徒已经是死了的人。因为这句话是不是对活人讲的，是对已经死了的基督徒所讲的话。
That's because this verse is said to the Christians who are dead.
因为已经死了的人啊，你打了他的右脸，又打他左脸，他生不生气？他动不动怒？显然是不动怒的人。
Only dead people will not get mad after being struck on both cheeks.
你死了吗？
Are you dead?
你明白这个想法对我们基督徒在世上的生活有多么重要的意义吗？
Do you know the importance behind it?
你会哭着闹着要离婚吗？
Do you want divorce?
你会在家里面打老婆吗？
Do you hit your wife home?
真的是要知道我们已经死了。
Yeah, we really need to think that we are already dead.
你或许以为想到这里啊已经很不错了啊，但是保罗还继续往下想。这样想啊，才是如同牛顿把他的理论用出来的这样一个重要的结论。
You may think this is good enough.However, the next thought Paul had is indeed as how Newton applied his theory.
我们还是一起来读这个红字啊，这一节。
Let's read the red words together.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。好，今天讲到这里呢。就是有些圣经的话不需要传道人给你解释清楚，那这句话呢，留着我们自己回家去想吧。
We will stop here, and I'm not going to explain every word verse for you. Let's take it home for thinking.
我们天天想，试试照着这样的去想，那么你必然成为一个被主的爱所激励的人，一个主所复兴的人。
If we meditate God's word day by day and night, we will surely be motivated by God's love and revived by God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
感谢你借着对亚伯拉罕的应许，通过耶稣基督的救赎，使我们因信成为你的儿女，将来要承受天上的产业。
Thank you for receiving us as your children.By your promise to Abraham and through the salvation of Jesus Christ, so that we are able to share the heavenly inheritance.
我们虽然如今是软弱的，但满心相信你所应许的必然做成。我们脱离败坏辖制和身体得赎的盼望必不落空。
Though we are weak today, we fully believe in that you have the power to do what you had promised.Our hope to be set free from the bondage to decay and the hope for the redemption of our bodies will never be in vain.
我们在世上短暂寄居的日子与基督一同受苦，将来也与基督一同得荣耀。
When we are the strangers in the world, we share in Christ's sufferings, and in the future we will share in his glory.
感谢你通过耶稣基督彰显的大爱，他替我们众人死。为要我们得着永生。
Thank you for showing your great love through Jesus Christ. He died for all in order that we receive eternal life.
求你复兴我们，让我们不再为这个世界而活，不再为自己而活，让我们为替我们死而复活的主活。
Please revive us. We will no longer live for the world, neither live for ourselves, but for Him who died for us and was raised again.
如此祷告不配，侍奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.